Anyone saving to try to put a child through college will not be surprised to hear that tuition is going up. In fact, it's up more than 40% from just a decade ago. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, 40%. Is that public schools or private?
It's an average of the two, Alex. It's state-supported four-year schools. Tuition and fees, I should add, are up 47% from 10 years ago. Private universities, they're up 42%. That's according to a study released by the College Board today. They're the folks who own and run the SATs.
And what about room and board?
That's not included. At public schools for in-state students, tuition jumped, but room and board actually went down a bit. So the total is just over $10,600 for a year. At a four-year private school, the average total for tuition, fees, room, and board is a whopping $26,824. But the catch here is that the amount of money actually coming out of students' pockets or their parents is actually down. It's less than it was a decade ago.
Because students are taking out more loans.
They're getting more aid in all sorts of forms. Loans, grants, work-study programs, and of course tax credits. Student aid provided by the colleges and universities themselves is up 198%. The College Board report says in 2002-2003, the last school year, students received more than $105 billion to help pay the college bill. And Alex, schools may soon have an added incentive to keep those costs down for students. A bill's been introduced in the House that says if tuition increases by a certain amount over a certain number of years, campus-based aid will be taken away. And David Warren, who heads up the National Association of Independent Colleges and Universities, says that wouldn't do anybody any good.
It would be a dreadful idea to punish the very most needy students. As institutions are struggling with this question of holding their tuition down.
Tess, maybe this is an obvious question, but why is tuition going up so much? Do the schools claim they have new costs they're passing along to students?
Yeah. One example that Warren cited to me was library costs. They're up 380% because of high prices for things like professional journals and even textbooks. And he even mentioned the need for rewiring campus every two or three years because of advances in technology. And in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how to show you're eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit when the IRS asks you to prove it.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.